And welcome back to the NAGB's Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Amanda Coulson, your host for this evening, and we are here speaking about the show on at Turn Gallery, which is out west on Mahogany Hill, on the Island House property, just when you go through the gatehouse. To the left is a small little building there. That's where you'll find Turn, a new art gallery in New Providence. And the show currently is curated by Jody Minnis. It is called Notions of Self with four artists. We had Tessa Whitehead and Leisha Johnson on the show a couple of weeks ago. And tonight we're speaking with Dominique Knowles, who we heard just before the break, and Heino Schmidt, who regular listeners to the show will know, as he has been on several times. He's one of the Bahamas' very well-known artists and, of course, a teacher at the University of the Bahamas. So welcome back to Blank Canvas, Heino.
Hello.
Hello.
So I had a quick question for Dominique, actually, because I found it interesting when you guys were talking about your his introduction and about his practice. One of the things that I found interesting in the work that's up now with Turn, and also some of the things that I was struggling with or am struggling with in my own practice. So I just wanted to pick his brain. Before we talk about anything on my end, was like, because you were talking about a lot about cave paintings as an inspiration, and truthfully, Dom, for the listeners who don't know, I was talking about your work with Kendall Hanna, who is like one of the
Let's just call him the abstract expressionist god.
He's just a beautiful soul.
Wonderful painter.
And a fantastic artist that most people outside of the art community should really know more about. But I was like, we were talking about your work, and he was bringing up like the cave painting thing as well. And I know you showed with him. I think you mentioned that earlier, and there was like a transition between these very loose kind of shapes and colors that was the beginning of your practice, and it kind of transitioned into something. For me, I always think about it in terms of like remedial, like I try to find a way to like keep everything down or push everything down to its basic form, not to get too heady again for the listeners, but to like, there's a distillation, I think, that happens, especially at a mid-career. And you're very young, and I think you're doing it with the work that you're doing now, just in terms of, like, trying to think about a composition that is has the simplest amounts of marks as possible. And I just wanted to hear, before we talk about anything I'm doing, I wanted to ask you, like, a little bit more about that. Like if, like, cause it does feel like there's a stopping point to, a lot of the work that you do, cause it is quite soft and you have a soft disposition, I think, like just as a person in the world, you're very sensitive, I think. Is that fair to say?
Yes. Thanks.
Okay. Yeah. So like, there is like, it's just like, all right, I'm going to make the most minimum amount of marks to say the thing that I want to say. And it's something I've been trying to work out in my studio.
I would say you would both do that. I mean, I would say you both do that. So I'd be interested to hear what Dom says. But yeah, definitely. Because I feel like, you know, people come in and, you know, I think a lot of people expect, you know, they want good art, quote, air quotes.
Yeah.
Art.
Yeah.
They think it has to be like super representational, right? And so I had someone in the gallery the other day, and they were like, well, explain, you know, I really want to learn more about, like, explain this to me. And they were looking at not just Dom's art or your art, Heino, really, because everything in the show is quite minimal. And I said, it's really about saying as much as you can with as little as possible, you know, and it's sort of amazing. So not just Dom, but also you, Heino, and Tessa.
Yeah.
Really,
yeah,
like, yeah, with just absolutely. One line, like what you can communicate with one line.
Yeah.
How much power, how much emotion is in there, how much expression. And I think that's kind of what the talent is, or what the is how much can be said with so little.
Yeah. And then, but I was just very briefly just curious, because like what I do in line, I think like Dom and even Tessa does in shape. And I was just kind of curious about like about how you think about that. Part of it, like stopping at the right point or just understanding like where to stop. Just very briefly, I was just curious. Yeah. I should probably call you offline, but like,
no, it's okay.
Might as well do it. Treat it like
a it's basically like a feeling, because they're one shot paintings, so you just make them and then before they dry, they're done. But it's like a dance that's like, it happens like in the moment, and then, you know, this bunch of writing about beauty being fleeting or like in passing. Like you see people on the street and it's that beautiful moment in passing. But it's really the feeling of like you're painting, I know, of everyone like sitting around the table.
Yeah.
So okay. I can get like that feeling through just like the figure and how much emotional connection I have with that figure I'm painting. And that's usually like through color, and there's like no edge or no line. Whereas you can literally just draw it out directly. And I sometimes wish I can just draw it out directly, because then it might be so much easier than just atmosphere trying to communicate that feeling of people sitting around at a table.
That's so funny. The grass is always greener, right? I feel like Heino wants to learn how to paint like you, and you want to learn how to paint like Heino. So,
I think in lines, and I always get fascinated when I see people like think in shapes, like, because I think in lines.
Or think in volume. But, they think in volume or in, I actually think in Dom's case. I think Dom used a really great word. Dom, I feel like Dom thinks in atmosphere. You know, it's not even volume, because it's not really like three dimensional. Like he's not trying to give that 3D effect. It's really like a feeling, right? It's like the creation of a space.
Yeah.
So I get the feeling, Heino, you don't want to talk about your work.
No, that's fine. I'm perpetually fascinated with process.
Yeah.
Like I always like to see like what happens, or talk about like what happens. Like what's your sketchbook look like? You know, like I just love process. So I just had to, insert myself in there, because
no, don't be sorry. I think it's great. This is so nice to have two artists just like talking to each other about their practice. But it is really interesting that you know, because again, there is something that makes a lot of the work in the show like hang together, but it's really interesting to see like how each artist like approaches a similar sort of thought, which is like, again, you know, how do you get things down to the most minimal? Tess is also struggling with that too. Liesho is too, even though his work's like very, very layered. You know, there's these, everything is like very stripped down. And, but at the same time, all the works are so different. So I always think that's what amazes me about art and artists, is that so many artists can be like struggling with the same thing, but they're coming at it from different directions. And it's so interesting to see. It's always like, you know, when you talk to a friend because you want a different point of view on a topic, you're like, listen, I need your advice, because everybody looks at something in a different way. Right. And
infinite directions.
Yeah. So, but your work's really interesting, Heino, too, because like you said, you've been really trying to like strip things down. I feel like when I first got to know your work, you know, outside of the video practice, because that's obviously kind of representational in a way, if you're actually shooting stuff in the world. But your drawings, like a lot of people knew you for your drawing, and you did these like really highly accomplished in that sense of like looking very real. Like, you know, when you did the pot cake series, or you did the series, like you did a lot of series of like bodies, like in space, so like bodies standing, and they were very like, three-dimensional and very volumetric and very sort of almost like, you know, Renaissance, you know, with all the shadows and the chiaroscuro. And it seems like now you're like trying to unlearn. It's almost like, I think of, and I'm not trying to blow smoke up your ass, and I'm probably not allowed to say that on the radio, I'm not trying to flatter you, but I feel like that's what Picasso did. It's like, you know, everyone thinks he didn't know how to draw because they look at his work and they're like, dude, this guy's got a lady's nose in her ear. But when you look at his actual graphic skills, he was a highly talented three-dimensional realistic draftsperson, but then he wanted to unlearn that, and I feel like that's kind of what you're doing in a way. It's like you're kind of peeling back somehow the academic sort of, you know, you have to make things that look, and trying to get to the essence of them.
Very much I think like I'm only recently like building momentum towards that. I've been thinking about it, I think, for Lord, like half a decade. because so again, for the listeners, what happens sometimes, and like I don't want to, you know, talk about anybody else's practice, but what happens on occasion is like you get to a point. I'm waving my hands around thinking like this is actually video, but you get to a point like in your work and you have to make a decision. So like you have to make a decision. It's just like, what is this about? And as I've gotten older, I've tried to come to that decision in the most simplest way. And once I start to feel like I'm decorating the thing, because you can decorate with a gajillion colors. You can, you know what I mean? You can just like mix a spectrum of things and come up with really beautifully looking, almost kind of guttural, visceral, a guttural, visceral presentation of a work that can on occasion be just decorative. And so like I try to think of myself like it's almost like talking, like you know, which I'm probably not doing a good job right now, but it's like when you're talking to somebody, you want to get to the point, like mm-hmm. What is the point of the sentence that you're saying? What is the point of this conversation? What is the idea that you're trying to express? And again, I don't do it verbally very often, but I'm trying to figure out like how to do it in the work, and a lot of it is kind of a distillation and trying to find the simplest way of like presenting a point that is interesting to me, and then hopefully it's interesting to the viewer and we can have a discussion that isn't marred in like 37,000 colors, because that's just not how I make a point, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Some people make a point that way. I don't know how to make a point that way. My brain doesn't lend itself to confetti in that kind of fashion. So I think it's the most, I mean, it's sort of a cliche to say like honest, like, you know, that's one of those like art words, like liminal, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I think it's the most raw. Yeah. I don't even know what liminal means. I try to avoid those words because like, I'm just like, yeah, I'm just like, please don't say rhizome, just say root, please.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, and you're just like, this is what I was trying to accomplish.
Yeah.
I was trying to understand the figure in a semi-space. I was dealing with material. Those things collided. That is the work. That is my work.
Mm-hmm.
Let me know if there's a discussion to be had. Mm-hmm. Like, that's basically what I'm trying to figure out at the moment.
Yeah, and
No,
go ahead.
No, I was just saying, a lot of the content of the work is just also just things that occupy, because I'm trying to transpose that same thinking in my everyday life. So a lot of the things that make up the content of the work, like, really is stuff that is in, you know, in my day to day. Like, it's not, I'm not drawing or painting dreamscapes or anything. Like, those mm-hmm. are things that occupy my day, and I'm just trying to distill it all. And that's essentially my practice.
Yeah, trying to figure it out. Yes. I think what's kind of interesting, and we have got to go to a break, but we can talk more about it afterwards. So yep. There's some question I have for you, Heino, but then for both of you. And one is that, like, Heino, I've watched your practice go from, like, again, I don't want to call it hyper-real, but it was, because it wasn't hyper-real, but it was very, you know, figurative in that sense. And then it went, like, very abstract, and now you're kind of like going back to the figure again, but in an abstract way. And then, so we'll talk about that. But also, I think I'd like to talk to you both about scale, because I think it's really interesting that you've both made these like very, not the works in the show right now. We have smaller versions of both of your work, because the piece we have by Dom in the show is, you know, I mean, it's pretty big, but it's not massive. And same for you, Heine. Like, you have some pieces in the show that are big, but I remember for the NE9, you had like ones that were just, it is so huge. So I want to talk to you both about like scale and what that means for you. But we're going to do that after the break. We're talking to Heino Schmidt, who is one of the artists in Notions of Self at Turn Gallery. He's also an art teacher at the University of the Bahamas and has been instrumental in assisting like many of our young emerging artists coming to where they are today. And also we'll be talking to Dominique Knowles, who was, in fact, and I'd love to know how you guys first met, because I think you worked with him on a show. Dominique, you talked about it at Pop-Up Studios. And so we'll talk a little bit about that after the break. And you are listening to the NAGB's Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Amanda Coulson, I'm your host for this evening, and we'll be right back after the break.